Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ray Webster. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Dittmar. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Art Dittmar. And now, play ball. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into right field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dittmar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Webster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Richardson moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to third for the out. Mantle moves to second. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Dittmar covering, for the out. One out. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webster moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Webster moves to third. Tanner moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Dittmar covering, for the out. Webster scores. Tanner moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tanner scores. There goes Minoso trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 2-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richardson strikes out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubek for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held bunts towards the mound. Dittmar fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dittmar. Nixon moves to third. Power moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Power moves to third. Held moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power scores. Held scores. McLish moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. McLish moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Webster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Larsen now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry strikes out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Webster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Larsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larsen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Webster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McLish strikes out. Two outs. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Webster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubek for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mantle moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Mantle moves to third. Lopez moves to second. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tanner strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDougald strikes out. One out. Yogi Berra pinch hits for Don Larsen. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubek strikes out. Nixon drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kubek out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Blalock now pitching. Cleet Boyer now playing third base. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held is called out on strikes. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McLish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lopez who is chasing the ball. McLish reaches third base with a triple. Nixon scores. Power goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Indians. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McLish scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantle hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tanner who is chasing the ball. Howard reaches third base with a triple. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Hunt now playing right field. Johnny Blanchard now catching. Gordy Windhorn now playing left field. Norm Seaborn now playing center field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Nixon hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Gary Blalock. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Webster juggles the ball. That's an error on Webster. Boyer moves to second. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Richardson bunts towards the mound. McLish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boyer moves to third. Bauer moves to second. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-4 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tanner. Kubek reaches second base with a double. Boyer scores. Bauer scores. Richardson moves to third. It's 8-3, Indians. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Richardson tags and scores. One out. It's 8-4, Indians. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Quebec scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Gary Bell now pitching. George Strickland now playing third base. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Windhorn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.